With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tornadoes and large hail ripping through parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas overnight. At least 11 people are dead. Seven of those fatalities in Cook County, Texas. Search and rescue teams combing through the devastation there, and authorities say the death count could rise. A major swing state wants to start tabulating votes sooner on Election Day.
Nevada's Secretary of State says election officials can start tabulating in-person Election Day votes as they come in, rather than waiting for polls to close. The recommendation applies to both Nevada's primary next month and the November general election. Under the plan, no results would be released until after the polls close. The changes could help ease anxiety over close races in a western swing state known for razor-thin margins. In 2022, a U.S. Senate race was decided by fewer than 8,000 votes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the prosecution and the defense in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump resting their cases. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz was able to sit in on the trial on a number of occasions. A National Guard colonel, Waltz tells the Salem Radio Network, the Democrats are working to hinder the Trump campaign.
I've served in countries where weaponizing the judicial system, highly political prosecutors and judges against your political opponents, kind of the norm. I mean, for example, every prime minister of Pakistan has gone to jail after their term, sent to jail by the other side that defeated them. So it is just striking to me and scary to me that we are heading down that road.
This is SRN News. Joe Biden apparently has a problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, it's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Donald Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians, as strong as ever. Former president won about 80% of white evangelical Christian votes in 2016 and 2020. He's maintained support from this group in early primaries as well. Experts say conservative Christians do support Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Continued conflicting reports out of Ukraine. Both Russia and the Ukrainians claim they control the Kharkiv region. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says that his military forces have pushed Russian troops back.
Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. The Russian push is shaping up to be Ukraine's biggest test since Moscow's full invasion, with outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian forces being pressed at the front line. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at SRNnews.com.